and welcome back to another episode of the Warrior Mind Podcast. I'm Greg Swanson, your mental strength coach, guide, and mentor. To find out more about mental strength and Warrior Mind coaching, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com and our world-famous blog at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Today we're going to talk about choice and choices. It's very interesting that the average individual perceives that they have little or no choice in their life. And in actuality, just to put it in perspective, for every choice that you make, you actually are not making, or you decide not to make, thousands of other choices. So you're standing at crossroads every single moment of you can do this or you can do 1,000 other things. And sometimes the choice is so overwhelming that all we do is jump from choice to choice to choice and not get anything accomplished whatsoever. And this can be very distracting. When you look at choice and think that you don't have a choice, it's then the opposite, where you're constricting yourself and basically saying that you have no power. You have a choice. You make a choice when you wake up in the morning to get out of bed. That is a choice. You may say, well, I have to go to work. No, that is a choice too. When you look at everything that you think you have to do, you are giving away your personal power to an event or a person or a circumstance and saying, I don't have a choice. I have to do this. I have to do this. I have to do this. And I'm not saying that you don't do it, but what I'm saying is look at it from a choice that you're exercising your personal power, your mental strength, and making a choice to get out of bed, making a choice to go to work, making a choice to go to the gym, making a choice. Because the more you acknowledge and the more you understand that you are making choices, the more you're going to be able to see the choices that you are making that don't support you in where you're wanting to go. For instance, if you want to lose weight and you go, I don't have a choice, I have to go out and eat. Well, with clients, whatever, yes, well, first you don't have to do that. That is a choice. But then when you go out to eat, it's a choice to have a cocktail beforehand. It's a choice to have a steak instead of a salad, or a dessert instead of a salad. Whatever it is, these are choices, and you can make them. And you're making them one way or another. It's just you're not acknowledging yourself making those choices. For instance, again, back to that, you're going out to dinner with clients, and you have a cocktail beforehand. That's a choice you're making. Well, no, I have to because my clients always like to have a drink beforehand. That's fine. That's your clients. That's not you. That is a choice. By choosing to have a cocktail beforehand, you are choosing not to as well. So when you choose something, you are also choosing things that you are not doing. So both ways you're making a choice. And I really want to make this very, very clear that when you look at everything you're doing as making a choice, this brings back your personal power. This brings you back to a place where you are in control of your life, of creating your future. And this is what this is about, is walking the path of the warrior and the warrior mind training, all that, is to give you your own power, to see that you have the power to create your life. And you are not at the whim of everything else out there, that it's your choice that you are making, your choice to go to the job that you don't like, your choice to be single or be in a relationship that you don't like, or to be in a relationship that you love. That is your choice. All these are your choices. And because they're your choices, you are now responsible for the results. And again, this gets back to, we've talked about this many, many times, about being on cause and effect. Effect is, I don't have a choice. I have to do this. I have no options. I can't do this. Cause is, I have a choice, and this is what I'm going to create. And I'm going to create this life. I'm going to create this relationship. I'm going to create this awesome physique. I'm going to create abundance. I'm going to create wealth. I'm going to create happiness. But it's a choice. And when you want to create happiness, it's a choice of what you focus on. Do you focus on all the bad things in the world, or do you choose to focus on the good things? This is all about choice. Life is all about choices. It's where you choose to look at. It's what you choose to say. It's what you choose to do. You absolutely have a choice in everything that happens in your life. You can choose to continue to listen to this podcast, or you can choose to turn it off and listen to something else. Again, just think about all the choices that are in front of you. And when you consciously, the whole purpose here is to consciously be aware of your choices, and that you don't just make them on automatic, because you keep making choices automatically, unconsciously, you're going to keep creating the same results. But when you look at doing something as a choice and consciously make that decision, if you want to quit smoking and you consciously choose to put that cigarette in your mouth, just the conscious act of choosing to do that will help you stop it if that's what you want to do. If you want to lose weight, the conscious act of, I'm going to choose to eat that cake, you're going to go, oh, I really don't, so I'm going to choose to not eat that cake. When you look at your choices from a conscious perspective and know that it's your choice, that you're not asleep, and this is all part of becoming awake. When you're on the warrior's path, and the Native Americans call it the Good Red Road, is that you are making conscious choices. You are aware of where you're going, and you make choices to support you to where you're going, which automatically means you're making choices not to do something that doesn't support you. So you have to determine, get back to goal setting, right? Here comes goal setting again. You have to determine where you want to go. That is a choice you are going to make. I want to be wealthy. I want to be fit. And then you define that, specifically define what that looks like for you. And then you make a choice to go after it. You choose to get started. You choose to stay motivated. You choose to go after your dreams. You choose to do these. Because if you don't, you are choosing to fail. You are choosing not to have a great physique. You are choosing to be in poverty. You are choosing. It's a choice. By not taking action, you are choosing not to take action, and you are choosing the results that that happens. It's not your spouses, it's not your brothers, it's not your sisters, it's not your parents, it's not your bosses, it's nobody else's fault or responsibility. It's your choice to take those actions and to think the way you think. It's your choice to think good things about your fellow man. It's your choice to think that you have, that you live in tough financial times. I hope I'm driving this point home, because this, when you can understand that everything comes down to a choice that you make, and you can now make them consciously based on where you want to go, and you are going to make a choice, then when you start making good choices, you start getting good results. When you start making great choices, you make great results. And when you start making choices to align with where you want to go, you are going to get to where you want to go. Keep in mind, this all comes down to your choice. And if you decide to want to have that piece of cake, you choose to have that piece of cake, as opposed to, I can't help myself. Even just the reframing of it starts to build up empowerment, self-empowerment inside yourself. So when you do something, I would ask you to phrase it as, I choose not to go to the gym now. I choose not to. I choose, I choose, I choose. Or, I choose to go to the gym now. I prefer you, when you start taking actions, that you decide, that you talk about, I'm choosing to take action. Because again, when you can build up the neural pathways and know that you are making a choice and can make a choice, you will start creating the life that you want. And you can choose to program your mind, or you can choose to let the world program it for you. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And if you don't take your rightful responsibility and choose to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.